Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. This is Tom from the Sky Family. We're glad you could join us today. Today we're beginning our study of the last chapter of Matthew, chapter 28. This is the chapter that contains the glorious resurrection of Jesus. But before we get into that, I want to look at another key figure in this last chapter of Matthew, and that figure is Mary Magdalene. Mary is a key figure to us. Mary is our representative. She represents us before God. Mary Magdalene, who had run after sin, indulged every passion of the flesh to the extreme. She had run headlong into sin, and she experienced the reality behind the illusion of sin. And this is our first lesson, that sin is an illusion. It's a facade. Sin looks enticing. It looks attractive. It looks fun. It looks exciting. But it is a facade. It is a lie. And all you have to do to find out this for sure for yourself is to indulge in that sin habitually. In a very short time, you will find out that it is a lie, that it is unfulfilling, that it was a great mistake. How many marriages, how many families have been destroyed by this facade, by this lie? Someone looks so attractive, irresistibly attractive to you, and you go out, you leave behind your family to pursue this great heart love of yours, only to find out that once you have destroyed your family, that this person is just like the last person and the person before that. This person is full of all kinds of faults and flaws, and you can't even stand to be around them anymore. It's because sin is an illusion. We see someone who we think is going to make us so fulfilled, but we go after that outside of God's blessing, and we find it was a lie, and we have destroyed ourselves. We have destroyed our family. We have destroyed our kids for nothing. If we go out to the city, we see the product of those who have run to sin. We see the lives that are utterly devastated, totally destroyed. You see people who have no hope, no light, no pleasure in anything. Did you hear what I just said? I said no pleasure in anything. They get no pleasure from their sin. Those who habitually indulge in the passions of the flesh, all the immorality and all the excess, they get no pleasure from it whatsoever. They never have a good day, nor do they ever have a moment's pleasure. And that's the nature of sin. It looks exciting, but it's death. It is emptiness and horror and misery. And Mary was one of those people. She had run after sin without restraint. She had indulged every passion of the flesh, and she had come to the end of herself. She was desolate. She was desperate. She was lonely. Her life was destroyed. How many of us are accurately represented by this woman who was broken because she had fallen to the lie of sin? And this is another lesson for us, and that is that it does not have to be actual physical sin that we are involved in. If we indulge in all the sin that is in the media and we partake of it in the thoughts of our heart, we also will reap death. If we willfully put ourselves before ungodly media where the passions of the flesh are stirred up, where violent thoughts and responses are promoted in us, if we sit before those who openly blaspheme God and glorify perversion, we have become partakers of those sins. They're in our heart. They're in our thoughts. And so they pollute us and separate us from God. Sin separates us from God, the sins of the flesh and the sins of the heart. The sins of the flesh and the sins of our thoughts separate us from God. And God is the source of all joy. He's the source of all fulfillment. And when we're separated from Him, we become drier and drier and deader, and our lives become meaningless and unfulfilled. It's our sin that breeds this emptiness. It's our giving in to sin, either sins of the flesh or sins of the heart. And that's why so few Christians have any joy today. We habitually indulge in media that puts sinful thoughts into our heart. And so we become like Mary, even if we do not literally go out and sin with other people. So Mary very accurately represents us all. Now, in the midst of her desolation, in the midst of her drinking the dregs of the cup of sin and death, suddenly God comes to her. Suddenly, she meets the man Jesus, who is the true incarnate Son of God. And when this true Son of God comes to her, he extends to her the hand of mercy and the hand of compassion and the hand of love. And only someone who has tasted death can truly understand what it means to have the extended hand of God with grace and mercy in it. And she was one who knew what that meant. When she met Jesus, she knew he was God's Son. And when he extended his hand of mercy to her, she was one of those that Jesus spoke about when he said, "Those who are forgiven much, love much." She was one of those who loved much because she had been forgiven much. Her love for Jesus knew no bounds because she knew all that she had been forgiven of. And so she is a great lesson to us in this as well, because if we find we have an indifference toward God or a coldness toward God, it necessarily proves that we have not understood who we are, that our sins are as scarlet, and that he is able to wash us white as snow. We have not understood our true position before God, and we still have a love for the world, and we're still being deceived by the appearance of sin. If we have a coolness toward God, it means we are still under a delusion that the things of sin are fun. If we still think that drugs, alcohol, immorality, and the freedom to sin are cool, we are not yet in reality. We've not embraced reality. If we still have a love for the world and all the things of the world and all the worldly pastimes, the redemption of Jesus doesn't mean very much to us, because he's saving us from something we think is enticing and exciting. He's saving us from something that we want. And that's why our love for God is cool. So whenever there's an indifference toward God or a coolness, it means there is still a passion for the things of the flesh and a love for the world. Let the light of the Holy Spirit shine on you today to expose these areas. Do you have a coolness toward God? Do you have an indifference toward the salvation of the Lord? Does it mean very little to you? It means that you're full of the love of the world still, and you need to run to the Lord, because that love for the world is going to kill you. Run to the Lord. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you. Ask him to make you right with him. But when we come to the end of ourselves, either by instruction or by experience, and we learn that sin really is death, that sin really is emptiness, that sin is really wretched, that there are no redeeming qualities in sin, we begin to have a great appreciation for our Savior. The people who give themselves over to sin are the most desolate people imaginable. And the more they indulge in perversion, the more resounding the emptiness in their heart. They're to be pitied, not to be condemned. They are to be pitied as the most wretched creatures. And Mary had drunk that cup of death, and she knew her sins were as scarlet. She knew that through Jesus, she had been made as white as snow, and she had become like a little girl before God again. She became as though she were still a little kid and had never gone out into the world in her teen years and been derailed. She had a brand new life and a brand new start when she met Jesus. So her love for Jesus was absolutely boundless. Her whole life was wrapped up in him. Her hope, her joy, every thought. Everything about Mary was tied up in Jesus. She loved him with all her heart. And this is where God wants us to be. He wants us to become like Mary in our love for him. And this comes from realizing what he has saved us from. Today, we are very casual about the sin that is in our lives. We are very cool toward God because our lives are full of sin that we don't ever address or ever think about. And the topic of sin rarely comes up in our Christian meetings today. But without recognizing the sin in our lives, we can never truly love the Lord. Loving the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength is the greatest commandment. But we can never truly understand that love until we know what a desperate need we have for a Savior. We have all these enticing attractions of the world, but they are luring us to our death. We need to become alert. We need to become aware. We need to become quickened unto life that we might understand that these are snares that are separating us from God to pull us away from seeking after the Lord as we should. So real revival and the revival that we work for and the revival we pray for is that each one would become awakened to the dangerous position that we are in. When I say dangerous, I mean that the church in the Western Hemisphere is asleep in the world, that we are enticed by the world, we are wrapped up in the world, and it is leading us to destruction. We need to become alarmed. We need to seek the Lord with an urgency to understand that the world and all the lusts of the world are passing away, but those who do the will of the Father will abide forever. We need to understand the precarious position that we are in because as a whole, we have embraced all conformity to the world. We have accepted a worldliness into our lifestyle that would have been unknown a very short time ago. We accept it as common Christianity today. It's the culture of the Western Hemisphere. It's the culture of North America. Well, that may be true, but it's not God's culture, and God's standard has not changed at all. His word remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his standard of right behavior has not changed. And we need to become aware, we need to be quickened unto life to understand that in the normal course of our living, we are very often compromising in many, many, many ways that our hearts are filled with attractions to the world and passions of the flesh or sinful thoughts of various sorts, and that we need to come before the Lord and understand how much we need him to rescue us. He needs to rescue us from being asleep in the world. And we see that is the great lesson that we have in the parable of the 10 virgins, where Jesus is saying that we have gone to sleep. We have gone to sleep in the world. And so we are not aware of our sinful thoughts, our sinful actions, or that we are in grave danger. And so the lesson for us is that we would become like Mary Magdalene in recognizing our sinfulness, recognizing that we need a Savior, recognizing that life as usual is not good enough. We need to seek the Lord with all of our heart. Believe me, what's coming down as God prepares for the coming of Jesus, what is coming down is going to shake us, and we're going to fall off either on the side of the world or we're going to cling desperately to Jesus. My strong recommendation is that you cling desperately to Jesus so that you may endure the day of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to come to the end of ourselves. We want to have the love that is expressed in Mary Magdalene's love for Jesus. Lord, we want to have that kind of love. We want to understand that you have redeemed our life from the pit, that you have crowned us with loving kindness and compassion. We want to know all that you have saved us from. Lord, give us a heart like Mary Magdalene that runs to you. Instead of running away because we want to do our own thing, Lord, give us a heart that wants to run to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Skies Celtic Revival CD, which is available on the Sky Family website or on iTunes.